ऑस्ट्रेलिया में चीन के राजदूत शियो शेन ने कल बुधवार 10 अगस्त को नेशनल प्रेस क्लब को दिए एक भाषण में फेडरल सरकार से ताइवान के मुद्दे को सावधानी से पेश करने के लिए कहते हुए कहा कि स्वशासित द्वीप पर बीजिंग के क्षेत्रीय दावे पर समझौते के लिए कोई जगह नहीं। अमरीकी हाउस स्पीकर नैन्सी पोलोसी की ताइपे यात्रा के बाद ताइवान स्ट्रेट में तनाव बढ़ने के बाद ये चेतावनी आई है। ऑस्ट्रेलिया में चीनी राजदूत शियो शेन का कहना है कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया के पास हाल ही में सरकार में बदलाव से चीन के साथ अपने अशांत संबंधों को रीसेट करने का एक मौका था।
In the past couple of years, unfortunately, the relationship between China and Australia was caught in difficult situation due to reasons known to all. This has greatly impacted the bilateral exchange and cooperation in various fields and severely damaged the friendship between our two peoples. This is something we don't want to see, and it goes against the interests of our two countries and our two peoples. Now, with the recent federal election, we have a new Australian government. Of course, this is the domestic affair of this country. It's the choice of the Australian people. But it did provide us with a possible opportunity to reset the relationship between our two countries.
हालांकि ताइवान का मुद्दा एक विभाजनकारी विषय बना हुआ है, चीनी राजदूत ने कहा कि इसे सावधानी के साथ संभाला जाना चाहिए।
We hope that Australian side could take China-Australia relations with serious attitude. Take the One China principle seriously. Handle the Taiwan question with caution, but without discount.
उनका कहना है कि ताइवान की बात करें तो कोई समझौता नहीं है।
And it's a determination to show that on the question of Taiwan, there's no room for compromise. It's not something like economic development or trade relations or specific issues in some other areas. On the question of Taiwan, it's an issue relating to sovereignty and territorial integrity. There's no room for us to compromise. And as for how long it's going to last, at proper time, I think there will be an announcement.
श्री शियो कहते हैं कि ताइवान के निवासियों के लिए चीन को सही ढंग से समझने के लिए पुनः शिक्षा यानी री एजुकेशन होगी।
I mean, the people in Taiwan are under a regional regime for many decades. It is reasonable for us to understand that their perspective about China, their perspective about their motherland might take somewhat different views. I think this is a fact. But I think the key point now is not about either education or re-education. The 1.4 billion Chinese people, including the 80 million people in Taiwan, are all Chinese.
श्री शियो के बोलने के कुछ घंटों बाद चीन ने ताइवान के पास अपने लाइव फायर सैन्य अभ्यास को रोक दिया। चीन की ईस्टर्न थिएटर कमांड ने पुष्टि की कि स्ट्रेट के आसपास उनके अभियानों ने सैनिकों की युद्ध क्षमताओं और अभ्यासों का प्रभावी रूप से परीक्षण किया था। अब वो पूरा हो गया है।
The Eastern Theater Command of the Chinese People's Liberation Army has recently carried out a series of joint military operations involving troops of multiple services and arms in the waters and airspace off the Taiwan island. All tasks have accomplished, and the troops' combat capabilities and integrated joint operations have been effectively verified.
चीन ताइवान के साथ एक शांतिपूर्ण पुनर्मिलन यानी रीयूनिफिकेशन चाहता है, जिसे बीजिंग एक स्वशासी प्रांत मानता है, लेकिन श्री शियो ने बल प्रयोग यानी फोर्स के प्रयोग से इनकार नहीं किया। हाउस स्पीकर नैन्सी पोलोसी का कहना है कि अमेरिका ताइवान का समर्थन करना जारी रखेगा।
We will not allow China to isolate Taiwan. They have kept Taiwan from participating in the World Health Organization, other things where Taiwan can make a very valued contribution. And they may keep them from going there, but they're not keeping us from going to Taiwan. We will not allow them to. So we think that their reaction That was our purpose, to salute this thriving democracy. Don't take it from me. Freedom House said one of the freest democracies in the world. Show our respect for that, for the success of their economy, for the enthusiasm of their young people to embrace democracy.
Sushree Palsi ne Taiwan ki apni yatra ka bachao kiya, jisse Chin naraaz ho gaya.
Our purpose in going to Taiwan was to say that we have this strong relationship built on the status quo, which we support, which is really important because they're saying, well, we're trying to upset. No, the Taiwan Relations Act of 1979, at the same time as our change of recognition, established the terms of our relationship, the three U.S.-China joint communiques, and the six assurances. So there's no departure from that.
Sushree Palsi ki Taiwan yatra ke baad Chin ne sainya abhyas shuru kiya aur kaha ki wo America ke saath samudri suraksha se lekar jalvayu parivartan tak ke muddon par baatcheet band kar raha hai. Taiwan ke videsh mantri Joseph Wu ka kehna hai ki sainya abhyas ka upyog karne mein Chin ka ek uddeshya tha.
China has used the drills in its military playbook to prepare for the invasion of Taiwan. It is conducting large-scale military exercises and missile launches, as well as cyber attacks, disinformation campaign, and economic coercion in an attempt to weaken public morale in Taiwan.
Shri Wu ka kehna hai ki Beijing ki ranniti mein Taiwan Strait ke madhyam se purvi aur dakshin Chin ke samudra ko niyantrit karna aur America aur uske sahyogiyon ko hamle ki sthiti mein Taiwan ki sahayata karne se rokne ke liye nakabandi karna shamil hoga.
In terms of the range of its missile tests, China is clearly trying to deter other countries from interfering in its attempt to invade Taiwan. Its rehearsal of anti-access and area denial, or A2AD, tactics gives us a clear image of China's geostrategic ambition beyond Taiwan. In other words, China's real intention behind these military exercises is to alter the status quo in the Taiwan Strait and the entire region.
Taiwan ki sarkar ne apna bachao karne ke liye apni taiyari ko rekhankit karne ke liye apna abhyas kiya hai. Halanki Chini broadcaster CCTV se baat karte hue Taiwan ke ek antarrashtriya sambandh vishleshak Joan Ali ka dawa hai ki Taiwan ke log ye nahi mante hain ki yadi sanghar chhid jata hai to Sanyukta Rajya America unke desh ki sahayata ke liye aayega.
People on the streets are now saying that they do not believe the United States will come to Taiwan's aid. The two recent polls have 70% of the people saying that they do not believe the United States will come simply because when PRC started the military drill, the United States have backed off.
SBS News ke liye Isam Al-Ghalib ki is report ko SBS Hindi ke liye prastut kiya Anita Barar ne.